Hello, it's Thursday, November 3rd, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. Today we have three different guests on our show, so we're going to jump right into it here in a minute. But we have very, very good news to report on Wing TV. Last month, Lisa, actually it was over a month ago, in September, Lisa and I traveled to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to our state capital. There was a huge rally against this pay raise that our legislators, our state legislators, gave themselves. And this raise was anywhere from 15 to 54%. It made them the second highest paid legislators in the country. Well, the backlash and the outcry was so negative against them that guess what happened? Because of the protests and the continued just support against this bill, the legislators actually took back the pay raise now to the point where it was, right where they first started from.
Yeah, yeah, they don't want the raise now all of a sudden. But guess what? It's too late because they didn't do the right thing right off the bat.
Right. So on the steps of the state capitol, there were 2,500 people standing in the rain, screaming, yelling, angry.
Public outrage. Jim Cooja would have appreciated
it. Yeah, if Jim would have been there, he would have been. So it shows that if people get organized, if they go out in public and protest, things can get done, and we couldn't be happier here at Wing TV. So now we have, as our guest, Mr. Jim Cooja. We call him Patriot Jim Cooja. And there's not a guy that protests anywhere more than this guy. So, Jim, welcome to Wing Radio.
Hey, Jim. Hello there, Victor. How are you doing?
Real good. Now, we've been to many protests with Jim. He travels all over the place. He's been to Washington, D.C. He's been to Pennsylvania. He's been to New York City. And now he's protesting quite a bit in Florida. Jim, tell us what you've been doing.
Yeah, I'm working now with an anti-war group. You know, aligned myself with them a bit, St. Pete for Peace. But I'm pushing my 9/11 agenda here. You know, I'm the 9/11 truth, get that out. And that's my main goal. But it's nice to work with a bunch of people like that. This group has been around for 3 years. They're quite organized. There's no leaders in this group. You know, we do what we want to do. The only decisions we have to make is where we're going to go and where we're going to eat afterwards.
Hey, Jim.
And it's a fantastic group, and they have sense of purpose, and they have a lot of courage here, and it's been fun working with them, on this stuff.
Jim, generally anti-war groups tend to steer away from 9/11 truth protests. How are the people in your group reacting to your information?
Oh, that's real good, Lisa. I can't believe it. I haven't had any problems within our group. Like people come up to me saying, well, that's old news, and maybe get over it, that kind of thing. Nothing like that at all. They support me 100% on this. And I had no flack at all regarding it, and that's been very nice for me.
But they need to push it, too. They need to push it, too, because
I've done that, too, You guys need this as a pretext. I mean, this is a pretext for everything that's happened.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to understand that. But I don't know, a lot of people have different views of the Iraq war. You know, they probably lost a loved one in a war, things like that, and they focus on that. You know, I don't know, what's their reasons for doing it.
Now, if anybody wants to...
Go ahead.
If anybody wants to go to Jim's website, it's on the Wing TV homepage. If they go over to the right-hand column, scroll down a little bit, it'll say Patriot Jim Cooja, and you'll see some photos from the various rallies he's been at. And I know one thing, Jim, that kind of got under your collar a week or so ago was this guy named Paul Isaac Jr. that we all met up in New York City. Tell us a little bit about your reaction to what he's been doing.
We were first there, the guy came around and he started, he's kind of chumpy, really, talking about his inside job, kind of casual type of thing, and of course his behavior was totally, nice to us, and all of a sudden he takes about face out of nowhere, and he starts going on his rant. I saw all that, and I was there, and the guy is obviously taking a 180-degree turn. And now he's scared of something here. He's afraid. I don't know what his problem is.
Apparently we're not the only ones that he was harassing, because he's been harassing Dylan Avery, who did the DVD Loose Change.
Uh-huh.
He's been harassing him also. So he's making the rounds trying to retract his various statements to different people.
Also the American Free Press he's been harassing.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you think about when he made that prank call to Lisa, to us, And then Lisa tracked him down, and he's using his girlfriend's mother's phone to cover his tracks. I mean, how cowardly can you get?
Well, that's fantastic work, Lisa. That was fantastic.
It was.
Pretty
that's
funny.
It's crucial work because, first of all, you know he's behind, you know, he's harassing us, let's say, or you. And plus, you know, he probably has something to do with the hacking.
Right.
You know, he probably has something to do with that. And the point is that this guy can start talking and start spilling the beans here. What he knows, he can break this case wide open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he really can. And that's why, you know, what you did was invaluable. It might be seem kind of insignificant right now in a way, but it might turn out to be something big. You don't know, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him cough up the videotape.
Yeah, that he keeps threatening.
Yeah, yeah. But that too, yeah, like I said, I only saw one person taking video there.
Yeah.
You know, that girl.
That person was taking video when, of course, she told me, apparently I was on the video with my altercation with the,
with the police.
FED there.
Yeah.
And I was on that video, and she was taking video the whole time. Now, is that the video he's talking about? I don't know.
Yeah. Now, Jim, I know that you were a protester back in the 60s also. Yeah. How would you compare the attitude and the protests of the 60s with what you're seeing nowadays?
Big difference, Victor and Lisa, big difference. 30 years ago, it was just us, the kids. I mean, just the college students. That was it. That's all we had.
Uh-huh.
We were a force. Now I'm seeing the cross-section of people is tremendous. I mean, you're talking about 15, 16-year-olds in our group, for example,
right.
Mm-hmm.
All the way to people 80 years old. The cross-section of people involved there is tremendous.
You should have seen the cross-section in D.C., Jim.
Pardon?
You should have seen the cross-section in D.C. for that big anti-war rally on the 24th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was incredible.
Same thing. Across this cross-section of people is incredible, you know?
Yeah.
And, Jim, I know that after you were up there with us and also Michael Langston, Nico Haupt, and quite a few others at Ground Zero for the 4th anniversary, after you left, you had some doubts how successful we were. But after you saw how much media attention the sign and our protest got, we really did make an impact, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Like, I was going down. Like, I had 1,100 miles to go home, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots to think about, you know? And I was going down. I wasn't sure what kind of impact we made. You know, of course, the problems we have with NYPD and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, my feelings about that. I wasn't sure where we made a dent into it. But then, of course, after a couple of weeks, things started to change.
That's right.
And, your viewership went up. And like I say, of course, the Washington, D.C. protest was very successful. Successful protest down here, in, you know, in Tampa and all over the United States or whatever. And I started feeling, hey, we made a dent, you
That's
know.
Right.
Hey, Jim.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Paul Isaac said on that phone call that he made to us that he's going to see us all next year at Ground Zero. Are you going to be there?
You better believe it, I'll be there.
That's
the bring your video camera.
It's a pilgrimage for me every year until something's done.
That's
good
right.
For you. Well, Jim, one
something
last...
is done. Somebody has to be held accountable for this, Lisa Victor. You know that.
That's
yep,
right.
We can't let this die by the way of the Kennedy assassination, that kind of stuff.
We won't let it.
Well, Jim, one last question real quick. Let everybody know out there how important it is to get out there and let their voices be heard, and the change can be made. We showed this with the Pennsylvania legislators. They had to take back these huge pay raises that they voted themselves and all the articles that have been published
That's
about
so
9/11.
Funny.
I mean, like, let everybody know that this does matter.
Yeah, we got to do it. We have to, like I said, I don't know. I have, I was, like, Jim Morris was on an interview. I guess he interviewed with Alex Merkner.
Uh-huh.
It was after one of your broadcasts a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of interesting. I thought because when he said we need a person, we need something, entity or a person or a group to be a focal point for 9/11, let's say, and go out there, you know, and go out there in the front and capture mainstream, and all of us researchers, activists had to rally around that person. And like they're doing, you know, Cindy Sheehan with the Iraq War.
Right.
I think that's necessary. I don't think we have time to do it like some people I've talked to during protests the last few weeks. Oh, we've got to use people power, you know, nudge people here and there. We don't have time to nudge people. You know, time is running out. People start reading the book about the Bilderbergs and, you know, Jim Tucker's book. And really read that book. These guys have an agenda, and apparently their agenda is way overdue here.
You're so right.
What's telling me, they're pressing things.
Yeah.
Trying to get it done fast. The variant flu and that kind of stuff happening. You see right through what's happening with that. That's a planned terrorist attack.
That's right.
Health tech, whatever.
Well, Jim, we have to hop here and... Yeah, we have to hop and get a couple other people on the line. So okay. Jim's with St. Pete for Peace down there in Florida. His website's on the Wing TV homepage. And, Jim, just keep giving him hell.
You better believe it, buddy.
We love you, Jim.
Talk to you soon, okay?
Hey, take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, our next guest is
You know named... what? I think Jim Kujawa and St. Pete for Peace protest twice a week now.
Yeah.
They were once a week, and they're going out in all kinds of weather and... It's good that he's mingling with these anti-war people and exposing them to the 9/11 truth information.
Yes. Is Wendell there?
That is me.
Hey, Wendell, it's Victor and Lisa from Wing TV. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Victor and Lisa.
Real
hi,
good.
Wendell.
Well, we became aware of Wendell a couple weeks ago. He just started a website called 9/11 Controlled Demolition, and we took a look at it, liked his style, his attitude. And, Wendell, we're taking a little closer look at your site today. And there are a couple things on there that were questionable, so Lisa has the first one.
Very good.
Okay, your top link on your homepage, Wendell, is to Galerize.com, and that's a main website for the hologram theory, which I believe is total bunk.
Yeah. Where do you come in on this? Do you believe that no planes hit the towers, that it was really a hologram?
Well, I saw the planes myself.
Yeah. I mean,
The problem with mixing controlled demolition information with stuff like flashes and pods and holograms, which aren't proven as factual, and none of those things brought the towers down, so they're more peripheral issues. It's sort of mixing disinfo with truthful information.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I agree with that. I just simply like the picture.
Okay.
And I like the quote, too, because I think that's true.
And I'm only saying this to you because I did go through your site again today because I had some time. And I need to say this because I hate the hologram theory bunk, and I really don't see the purpose for pods and flashes when we're talking about controlled demolition. It sort of muddies the waters.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree with you.
Yeah. And we're not trying to, you know, sandbag you, but we were on Lenny Bloom's show once, and he tried to bring up all this pod stuff, and we just said, Lenny, this is the most damaging stuff that can be done to the 9/11 movement, and I just said, stop it right now, because we're not gonna entertain that
guy,
kind of stuff.
The guy that does that Galerize site also has a link to Cloak and Dagger. Cloak and Dagger is like one of the biggest disinfo sites. It's Skolnick and Lenny Bloom and Stu Webb and all those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the cabal of fiction writers.
I used to look onto it, but it's gotten so out of control that it's not really worth looking at it any longer.
Yeah, we agree. Well, Wendell, let me ask you this. It's been 4 years plus now since 9/11.
Yeah.
Where do you think we stand?
Well, I think the truth is getting out there, especially with you folks. Given the current information that you do and up to date on it, I think the truth is definitely getting out there.
Are they doing protests where you live?
No.
No.
I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. People, when you talk to them about controlled demolition, they're stunned, and they look at you like you're just crazy.
Well, isn't there going to be a 9/11 convention out there?
Yeah, I think 9/11truth.org is doing some kind of a Midwest truth convergence where, of course, they're not going to focus too much on the controlled demolition, but out in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think it's in Kansas City.
Kansas City, I think.
What I'd like to do is maybe get a link on the top of my blog site for truth conventions or convergences that come up.
What you should do, Wendell, is attend that. We'll find out when the date is and give it to you, and go and take a big sign that says 9/11 controlled demolition, because this is one of the 9/11 mafia groups that tries to divert people's attention away from the controlled demolition.
Yeah, and I guarantee you they won't link to you because you have a picture of us at our protest on your website.
Yeah. Well, Wendell, real quickly, because we have to bring one more guest on, give everybody the link to your website, the address.
Okay. It is 9/11controldemolition.blogspot.com.
Very good.
We thank you very much for putting out the controlled demolition information, Wendell, really.
Well, and I thank you, too. And anytime you two folks can keep me into the right, do drop me an email and let me know, because I trust what you folks say.
Yeah, because we'll give you the date of that convention out there, and I think it's well worth your time to
keep
go
in
there.
And
also, one thing I want to point out before we leave, Wendell, is he does have a lot of good information about, you know, the media events that are happening, like the New York City Fire Department imam that got fired, also Kevin Ryan, Morgan Reynolds, right. David Ray Griffin. So there's a lot of good info there. So, Wendell, we just wanted to bring you on for a couple minutes and let everyone know that your site's out there, and we're glad that more people are focusing on this controlled demolition. So keep it up, okay?
Well, thanks for having me on, and you folks are the inspiration to it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, take care. Keep in touch, okay?
Take care, Wendell.
All right, we got one more guest now.
I hated having to do that, but I really feel like it's important that we separate the fiction from the factual information, the stuff that
we can totally disprove.
And it's important that people keep those separated.
Now, our next guest is Sam, and is Trish going to be on too?
I'm not sure. Sam and Trish Britton from theinformationcorner.com. They're two of our most favorite people.
Right, they do a radio show.
Out of Missouri.
Right.
And you can check out their website, theinformationcorner.com. Their show also broadcasts on Dixie Broadcasting Network.
I'm sorry that there is no one available to take your call at this time. However, if you please leave your name,
telephone number, and a brief message,
we will return.
Well, we'll try back with him in a second.
God bless you, and have a nice day.
Yeah, what Sam wanted to talk about was this thing called Executive Order 13107.
Yep.
Which is pretty incredible. It was passed during the Clinton administration.
Right.
And what it basically does, what it set up this new federal bureaucracy that's promoting the UN as really the global ruling entity of this planet.
Right. It's for the purpose of implementing UN treaties, whether they're ratified by the United States or not.
Yeah.
And the question is, how does the UN define human rights?
Right. And what happens is that we have to compare our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence, how they define rights, as compared to how the UN defines rights. And there's a huge difference, isn't there?
Yes, because the UN says in its Declaration of Human Rights that you have the right to freedom of thought, of conscience, of religion, of opinion and expression, unless you disagree with the UN.
Exactly.
Now, how does that grab you?
Right. And see, in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, all of our rights go back to the sovereign creator, to God. And with this Executive Order 13107, it all leads back to the United Nations. Now, who do you want to place your trust in, this horrific organization, the UN? And, I mean, everything that they've done in the last 30 or 40 years is just mind-boggling how anyone could put faith in them.
Right. Remember, any time a right is bestowed upon you by a government or a federal bureaucracy, that's also a right they can take away. Our rights, our basic human rights, come from our God, our Creator, not from any governmental organization. And the day that we accept such principles as that is the day we really lose our freedom altogether.
Right. I mean, what they're saying is that all rights, at least according to the United Nations and this executive order, all rights descend from the government. I mean, it sounds like Hegel, you know, who coined the Hegelian dialectic. That's the same thing he said, and that's the New World Order's favorite philosopher.
Right. In fact, Article 29 of this UN document unequivocally states, quote, "These rights and freedoms may in no case be exercised contrary to the purposes and principles of the UN." So you have the right to freedom of expression, religion, thought, conscience, etc., except when it opposes the United Nations.
Right.
What gives with that? We're going to accept that?
Well, and considering where Bill and Hillary Clinton stand on everything, it's not surprising that they would want to try to eliminate our original rights in the Constitution and replace them with this secular, just globalist organization.
Right. Now, Congress has the authority to curb misuse of executive orders like this one, which exceeds the bounds of its jurisdiction. Yet, Congress rarely ever reads these executive orders. How surprising is this?
Right.
And so, they're basically lame dead ducks in Congress. They have the power to keep a check on the president and the executive branch, and they fail miserably at every turn.
Right. Now, before we close out today, we're going to hopefully bring on Wing TV tomorrow a speech by Mr. Webster Tarpley. The problem is we don't know if we're going to be able to format it or get it to integrate with our computer.
It's very powerful, it's very compelling, and it's one of the most articulate men who we can bring on our show to talk to you. And so I'm really hoping I can get this worked out to get it on our show tomorrow.
Exactly. And Wing TV is also proud to announce that our latest book that we published here at Sisyphus Press, it's called The Michael Collins Piper Reader. And this is a 270-page collection of his best writings. We're going to get this up on the homepage either tomorrow or Saturday. And it's a powerful book. It's like we consider him the best political writer in the world, I would say.
Well, and a good friend of ours. And right. The cover is magnificent.
Yeah.
We've been working on this manuscript for weeks now.
Oh,
and we're
months.
Very, very proud of it. And, of course, we have to throw in that with every order of a book that you get, we give you a Wing TV pen, courtesy of the generosity of Loretta Medaglia.
Right. And also we're going to bring, we're going to carry Webster Tarpley's book. And we have a couple other things, Mark Glenn's book, No
right.
Beauty and the Beast. And also something called 9/11 Debunked, which just came out from the American Free Press, which is a collection of articles about 9/11. And I believe I have an article in there and all the best, you know, all the other researchers in the 9/11 field. So all of these things we're going to try to get up on the homepage within the next week or so.
Yeah, we've got so much going on here at Wing TV, it's not even funny.
And we got also some two new articles tomorrow. Lisa's, first of all, you have to look at Lisa's article on the homepage today. It's called OPM, Other People's Money. And this is just, it's riveting the way some people in this movement think.
Yeah, I think
and Lisa captured it.
I think it's one of the only articles that I've written where I didn't use the person's name, and this is because it was a phone conversation, and so there's no way I can prove it to anyone that this conversation took place. So it's sort of a Mr. X type thing.
Right, but Lisa does, at least she says, that it's a columnist that writes for Jeff Rentz.
Right.
So all you have to do is go on to his website and you'll narrow it down.
The main thing is getting the gist of what OPM is and how it's being used in the alternative media to suck the money out of your pocket so other people don't have to work for a living.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to. And it's actually a repulsive article.
It's a repulsive practice, too.
Yeah, and if you take a minute to look at everybody in this movement that's operating under this OPM premise.
Particularly the big boys.
The big boys. They don't want to work. They want your money.
Right.
And we kind of have articles that touch upon this again tomorrow with the whole gold business. So there's a lot of interesting things going on, and we'll be back on the Wing TV video
right.
portion of this show tomorrow, either with Webster Tarpley's speech, if we can get it to work, or you might have to just settle for us.
Bummer.
One way or the other. But until then, keep your eyes open. And remember, if you go out and want to make a change, change can happen. We've proved it here in Pennsylvania when 2,500 people were screaming on the steps of the Capitol in the rain, and a change was made. So we can do it
right.
if we believe.
And you need to start doing these things in your local communities.
Right.
The reason we have these people come on our show is to show you that there are people getting out there and making a difference in their local communities.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.